Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has been re-elected following Monday's snap parliamentary election. Projections show the ruling Liberals will retain a minority in Parliament, falling short of Trudeau's goal of winning a majority.
There are still votes to be counted, but what we've seen tonight is that millions of Canadians have chosen a progressive plan. Some have talked about division, but that's not what I see. That's not what I've seen these past weeks across the country. I see Canadians standing together, together in your determination to end this pandemic, together for real climate action, for $10 a day childcare, for homes that are in reach for middle-class families.
The main opposition leader, Erin O'Toole, conceded defeat but criticized Trudeau for calling the election.
5 weeks ago, Mr. Trudeau asked for a majority. He said the minority parliament was, quote, unworkable. But tonight, Canadians did not give Mr. Trudeau the majority mandate he wanted. In fact, Canadians sent him back with another minority at the cost of $600 million and deeper divisions in our great country. Just days ago, he said he would hold yet another election within 18 months if he didn't get his way.
In other news, Asian markets have been jittery over concerns about the possible collapse of a Chinese property giant. Evergrande is in more than $300 billion of debt. A series of explosions in Burundi's largest city have killed at least three people and injured dozens more. The blasts in Bujumbura followed an explosion in a bar in the capital, Gitega, on Sunday. And the French foreign minister says his country was blindsided by a submarine deal announced last week between the US, Australia and the UK. The pact cancelled a long-running agreement between Australia and France. British technology will be used instead to build the submarines. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is visiting those affected by a volcanic eruption on the island of La Palma. Thousands have been forced to flee from their homes.
Looking for compelling human stories beautifully told? Each Sunday, AJ Longreads brings you the very best of Al Jazeera's long-form storytelling. Subscribe to AJ Longreads wherever you get your podcasts.